Late last month, the EPA said it will remove a key requirement for diesel exhaust fluid, or DEF, sensors in heavy equipment and trucks, citing widespread complaints from farmers and freight operators about system malfunctions that can trigger sudden slowdowns or shutdowns. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
We know just how important uptime is in critical parts of the growing season, like planting, and we're focused on empowering our customers to choose just how they diagnose, repair, maintain, and even protect their equipment.
Denver Caldwell there, Vice President of Aftermarket and Customer Support for John Deere.
The EPA has made really clear that we can now allow our customers to temporarily override certain emission system components or messages and allow that machine to return to operation before full capabilities and return it to full emissions compliance themselves rather than waiting for any other participant to do that on their behalf.
Caldwell says Deere requested to offer the capability through the company's new self-repair tool, John Deere's Operations Center Pro Service. They also reached out to the EPA as they developed the tool to seek approval to include more capabilities.
And those capabilities include the ability to retrieve, refresh, and clear diagnostic trouble codes, or DTCs, access to operator and technical and other manuals using a really fast, really accurate AI-based search. As kind of the latest example in how we continue to develop and enhance our self-repair capabilities, it will allow our customers to remain in the field to the end of the day, or maybe even the end of the season, depending on where they are in their overall progress.
For more info on how to diagnose, maintain, and repair your Deere equipment, visit Deere.com/repair. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Find these stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.